This is Hired, the Good Karma Brands recruitment show. Looking for your next great career? You're in the right spot. Here's your host, Brian D.
You could be the next great marketing consultant in New York City. Welcome into Hired, the GKB recruitment show. My name is Brian D., your host and the director of content with ESPN Milwaukee. Hiring right now in New York City to join our sales team, and we will go down to Atlanta, Georgia to walk through the Big 8 questions with one of our most successful teammates on our ESPN digital team. That is all coming up on today's edition of Hired, the GKB recruitment show. New York City is on fire right now, and we are looking for our next great marketing consultant to join the team at ESPN New York. Joining us now here on Hired, the GKB recruitment show, he is our director of sales for ESPN New York. It is Pete Dougherty. Pete, thank you so much for jumping on. First things first, for somebody listening for the first time and hearing ESPN New York, because we're on all over the country, what is ESPN New York? What do you do? I think there's obviously an assumption of what ESPN New York is, but paint the layman's picture of what that brand is for folks that may not be familiar.
Brian, thanks for having me. Right now, I'm serving as a ticket manager, handling all things related to the New York Knicks in Madison Square Garden. I say that tongue-in-cheek. ESPN New York, it's a great question, right? What are we? You know, what we really are is a multi-platform sports media, sports marketing powerhouse with an incredible variety of assets, you know, from our local brand opportunities with 880 as well as 1050. We talked a little bit already about the Knicks and the excitement, you know, as the broadcast home of the New York Knicks, our 22nd year as home of the Knicks. No postseason, but home to the New York Rangers. Our first full season is the flagship station of the first place New York Mets. So plenty of opportunities there. An incredible assortment of digital opportunities as well. You know, an abundance of summer events on the horizon where we're working with partners to activate and showcase their brands. And then our app, you know, which is approaching 130,000 downloads, which it's remarkable to see the growth and just how much consumption is shifting over to the app. So, you know, we like to say, I think, you know, Steve Policina deserves credit. You know, ESPN New York controls the most local sports impressions in all of New York. Mm-hmm. You know, it's all here under one umbrella.
So we're currently hiring in New York for a brand new marketing consultant. Can you explain, A, what that means? Because that's very Good Karma Brands terminology of what a marketing consultant is. And B, how it fits into everything that you just laid out. Because you laid out local content, you laid out play-by-play, you laid out digital, you laid out events. How does a marketing consultant with ESPN New York sell and fit into everything that your brand is doing year-round?
Well, you know, we're currently 10 MCs, seven that are dedicated or focusing, I should say, on our audio platforms, and then three digital experts. We're excited to add this 11th MC. You know, he or she, you know, this individual needs to be able to carry a heavy toolbox because there are, like I said earlier, there's just an abundance of opportunity, an incredible amount of assets. He or she should be able to multitask. You know, really, you know, it's important that our newest teammate understands when making outreach to prospects or partners, that there are so many different opportunities here that we can present that, you know, can help an organization drive their business, build their brand, sell more product. You know, I think at first it can seem a little overwhelming because there are so many tools in the toolbox. But we're looking for someone that, you know, is going to join us, you know, that embodies the core values, of GKB. You know, I would probably put teamwork, you know, at the top of that list for New York right now, just because there is a lot of collaboration. You know, we may identify somebody as an audio MC or somebody as a digital MC, but more and more, they're just an ESPN New York MC. You know, everyone needs to be comfortable speaking at the macro level about what we are. We don't expect everyone to be able to get too deep into the weeds, you know, with some of the different assets. But, you know, that's when we would tag in a teammate, you know, someone, you know, that could speak a little bit deeper. So we're excited. We're really excited. I think it's a great time to join the New York team right now. You know, we've got all this excitement around the Knicks. Certainly excitement around the start of the baseball season. But you know, when our new teammate joins us, in all likelihood, they'll be looking ahead at the football season, you know, real opportunities beginning in September after Labor Day. And, you know, in all likelihood, you know, focusing in on the Knick and Ranger opportunities for the start of the 25-26 season. And I think that, you know, off of the success of this year's Knicks playoffs, wherever it ends, the phone for outreach should be pretty light, should be pretty easy to make some phone calls.
Pete Doherty is our guest here on Hired, the GKB recruitment show, talking about the open marketing consultant position at ESPN New York. You can apply right now at goodkarmabrands.com/careers. Pete, you used the term partner when you were talking there about business outreach and about opening these partnerships with people to do business with ESPN New York. Obviously, a very GKB-specific term and way of thinking. How have you learned to see how GKB's sales process is a little bit different than maybe some other businesses in the same industry that we work in? How do we operate a little bit differently from a sales perspective in the way of explaining to somebody who's thinking about applying for this open role?
You know, Brian, I love the question. You know, I had 19 years at the Walt Disney Company, and I've finished up 3 years here. It's been a great experience. I've learned a ton. I don't know if we do the sales process differently. What I would say is we prioritize the sales process, not the result. And that was something I learned at lunch with Steve maybe 2 years ago. And I think the way I would explain that is, you know, certainly we want to prospect and identify potential new partners. And then we need to make smart outreach, whether it's through the phone, through social media, a well-written email. And then we want to get that, you know, that face-to-face appointment. We want to execute the client needs analysis. You know, I think anyone in the media sales, sports marketing sales space, you know, they're expected to do the same. But I think what we do well, and I've learned, you know, with our team, is to focus on the process, because if you're doing the process, you will see the results. And I think sometimes the process isn't there, but we get a nice open, but maybe they don't renew because we didn't really get to fully understand. You know, we get caught up in, oh, it's a new partner. They're going to spend $100,000 in audio and $50,000 in digital. But really, if you focus on, you know, prospecting, you know, you set goals and you exceed the expectations of what the weekly outreach should be. And you're doing your best on a weekly basis to schedule those first appointments, you know, or to have more face-to-face, you'll see that you show more campaigns. And those campaigns are going to be more qualified, and the likelihood of open only goes up. And guess what? Now you're exceeding your budget. You know, so I think that's the difference at GKB is, you know, we really, really try to stress the importance of the process, adhering to the process, and then you'd be amazed, you know, the results tend to follow.
So, Pete, I'm looking at the career description right now on goodkarmabrands.com/careers. Once again, hiring for an open marketing consultant position with ESPN New York. One of the things that jumped out to me specifically about this description is strong network and relationships within the New York community. And New York is such a special place. It's a different animal, probably, than any other market that we operate in across GKB. We certainly don't want to preclude anybody from applying, but how important is it to have a strong connection to that community, to that city, to that area, and a network of relationships coming in to be successful?
You know, we hear a lot, and we're probably, myself included, guilty of, New York's different. It's different in New York, you know, and in some ways it is different. You know, LA's different, Chicago's different, Beaver Dam's different. Mm-hmm. We know that all of us are facing some uncertainty, in what's ahead, particularly as it relates to businesses, and are we optimistic that spending's going to be aggressive? Are there cutbacks coming? You know, some industries are more affected by tariffs, right? You know, and we're open to adding anyone from any market. You know, I do think, Brian, we're inclined, with this open position to see if we can find a candidate that has a little bit of experience. We added three teammates back in September, and we went with, some newer teammates, less experience. You know, one of those teammates came from within GKB out in Los Angeles and is doing very well. So when I talk about, strong New York relationships or networks, I just think that given the current makeup, an individual that maybe is connected to the community or the marketplace that may have some relationships, I think that could be a difference maker. But we are not, we are not closed-minded in any regard. I would probably say a little bit of experience is more important than the New York connection, so to speak.
All right, last thing for you, Pete, and I want you to get a little meta here. You're sitting in a brand spanking new office at ESPN New York as we talk right now. I see a really cool Statue of Liberty, New York Knicks colored graphic sitting there behind you with our branding. The Knicks are, as we speak, a win away from the Eastern Conference Finals. The city's just quite literally ablaze right now. What's it like excitement-wise in that office every single day to come to work? Because it's always exciting to work for Good Karma Brands from my perspective, but when the teams in your city are doing well and when there's that extra level of excitement, it just feels like you're floating on cloud nine coming into work every day.
100%. And I would elaborate, while we are the home of the Knicks and the Rangers, and we broadcast all 162 Met games plus postseason, we're the home to all things New York sports, right? We don't broadcast Yankee baseball games, but we have Michael Kay, who's been the voice of the New York Yankees for 30 plus years. We're not the home of the New York Giants, but we have people like Chris Canty, former Giant. So for me right now in New York, we have a team that's one win away from the Eastern Conference Finals and will go in if, should they advance, as the favorite, mm-hmm. right? Anything can happen. It's why they play the games. We have two first place baseball teams with the Mets and the Yankees. There's opportunities with both. You may not realize it, Brian, but we have two first place football teams. Both the New York Jets and the New York Giants are undefeated. There's hope.
And Aaron Rodgers isn't there anymore. It's huge.
Yes, yes. but right now the Jets and the Giants, are undefeated. And there's hope and excitement, and curiosity, sure, with both teams. We don't do a significant amount with the New Jersey Devils or the Islanders, It was a bad year with hockey in New York, But there's plenty of opportunity around those teams. So you'd be crazy if you weren't excited about what's happening in New York sports, what the upside is, what the potential is, what the future may hold. And I think it's an exciting, a special time to join the New York team.
So much opportunity for partners to get involved and so much opportunity to join the team. Once again, apply right now, goodkarmabrands.com/careers if you want to be that next great marketing consultant with ESPN New York. Pete Dougherty, thanks so much for jumping on Hire, the GKB Recruitment Show. We appreciate you.
Brian, my pleasure. Let's go Knicks. Thank you.
Coming up next here on Hired, we will shift from New York to the ATL and talk to Michael Chapin about the Big Eight questions and what it means to be a great teammate with Good Karma Brands. That is next on Hired, the GKB Recruitment Show. Welcome back into Hired, the GKB Recruitment Show. Joining us now to walk through the Big Eight questions about what it means to be an awesome teammate with Good Karma Brands, he is our Director of Strategic Partnerships. It is Michael Chapin. Michael, first things first, what do you do? Like, what does your role mean? I hear about you on all of our company-wide calls, and you're one of our star teammates company-wide. But for somebody who doesn't fully understand how GKB operates, what does Director of Strategic Partnerships mean?
Yeah, thanks for having me, Brian. So as the Director of Strategic Partnerships, I work with a lot of our MC teammates and local markets and network. And as we've been able to acquire more representation of assets across our portfolio, I work with our teammates and our partners for the best and most strategic ways to leverage all of the various assets that we have. And hopefully driving marketing results for what they're looking to accomplish.
There you go. Beautifully said. Well, let's jump into these Big Eight questions, Michael, about what it means to be a great teammate with GKB, which of course you are. First things first, do you have to be a big sports fan in order to work with Good Karma Brands?
My answer to this is that it certainly helps, kind of given the foundation of Good Karma Brands, but absolutely not. We have several amazing teammates across the entire company that are not massive sports fans, but they're really good at what they do, and they're really good teammates, and we're happy to have them.
Are you yourself a big sports fan, Michael? And if you are,
I am a massive sports fan. Right. I'm unfortunately an Atlanta sports fan, and we've had a lot of heartbreak. We're holding on strong to the 21 Braves and that World Series championship, but other than that, too many 28-3 jokes to go around for some time.
Well, you took out this Milwaukee Brewers fans baseball team on the way to that championship, so you can rest easy there. Question two, Michael, of these Big Eight questions here on Hired, the GKB Recruitment Show. It is said in some circles, I think internally and externally, that GKB isn't necessarily for everybody. Do you agree with that? Do you disagree with that? What's your perspective on that?
I would agree with that, just because if you're a jerk and don't want to do good work, it's probably not the best place for you to be. But if you are someone who likes to come to work every day and wants to be a good teammate within the company and wants to push yourself and other teammates that we have to do really good work and raise the bar, then this place is certainly for you. But there's a few outliers out there where, you know, it might not be the best place for them. But if you're going to be a good person, good teammate, and do good work, then GKB is the place for you.
Pretty low bar to clear, isn't it? Don't be a jerk and you might be able to be successful with Good Karma Brands, but it's the truth. That's the way that we operate. Michael, a big part of our culture, and we'll talk more about our culture in a little bit, but our core values are really at the core, no pun intended, of who we are and what we do. There's six of them. Listen, be honest, work hard, over-deliver, follow through, and teamwork. Which one of those resonates the most with you at this point in your career?
I think it's the be honest. I think if you're not honest, kind of the rest of the core values are certainly hollowed out. Like, if you listen, but you're not listening in kind of an honest way, and, you know, maybe using it in a disingenuous way, or you're doing good work, but it's not done with integrity and honesty. I think it just kind of, you know, ripples across all of the core values, that if you don't have that, you know, basic principle of kind of being honest and having ownership in the things that you do on a daily basis, the rest of the core values really are hollowed out from there. So I think that one to me is kind of the foundational principle of our core values, and kind of sets everything up to, you know, really build the culture that we have within those core values.
So, Michael, how would you describe GKB's culture? And do you think teammates have to fit within whatever you believe it to be in order to be successful here?
I think, you know, it's really the definition of, you know, what is, you know, quote unquote successful. I think you can certainly be kind of an MC and put a lot of points on the board and have short-term success. But I think long-term, if you're not, you know, instilling those core values and, you know, kind of building upon the culture that we have that's rooted in those core values, I think long-term, certainly it would be a tough fit to kind of fit in within the culture. So I think that, you know, certainly there's some things where you can deem as successful, but like overall to be like the teammate that we want you to be, certainly fitting into the culture and instilling those core values is a pretty big necessity to be successful within our company.
All right. Halfway home through the Big 8 questions here on Hired, the GKB Recruitment Show with Michael Chapin. He's our Director of Strategic Partnerships in Atlanta, Georgia, working with our ESPN digital team and assets. Question 5, Michael, why do you think so many GKB teammates change jobs, change positions, change career paths? It seemingly happens once a week with Good Karma in one of our markets, if not more. Why do you think our culture yields that so much?
Well, I think for this, it's really two different things. I think one, Good Karma does a really good job, you know, from a management perspective of understanding, you know, what people want to do and where they want to try to be successful and maybe evolve and grow. And I think that we do a really good job of, once again, using one of those core values of listening to other teammates and then trying to find kind of positions for them where they, you know, might want to move into. I think the second prong of this is that our company is just evolving so quickly with, you know, the acquisition of the ESPN network and what we do on the digital side of things. And, you know, feels like we constantly have new local audio markets being, you know, represented. We just continue to grow and evolve so quickly that it also allows a lot of opportunities for teammates to kind of shuffle around with what they do. So, you know, really just the overall growth of the company, but also just the way that the company's run that allows teammates to kind of go and, you know, venture into new things if that's where they want to, you know, venture into.
Well, I'm glad, Michael, that you brought up the investment in local, because that's the next question in the Big 8 here. And even in 2025, we've seen it, right, with some new relationships on the East Coast and in Pennsylvania and obviously in our local markets with play-by-play. somewhere like Madison, Wisconsin, acquiring Wisconsin women's volleyball local play-by-play. A lot of businesses in media and sports media are paring back on local. GKB is doing the exact opposite. Why do you think that is our mindset and our mentality?
I think ultimately, like, local's hard, you know, being able to build local programming and do it in a really well that in a way that is, you know, really done well in terms of like understanding, you know, the spirit and the culture of that local market and kind of having authenticity and being honest around what the local market brings to the table. Like Pete was just talking about, like, New York views themselves as being different. And I'm sure, you know, Beaver Dam and Madison and everybody do the same. And so being able to produce really good content that is localized and authentic is difficult. You mentioned on the digital side, you know, being able to represent the NESN and the Pittsburgh Sportsnet inventory, you know, from that standpoint, like, we've done a really good job on our digital side of building very strong relationships and executing local market campaigns, because that work is very, very difficult. It's really why we have the relationship on the digital side that we do, you know, with Disney. And so having the mentality of like wanting to get into it and do that hard work specifically for the local side is very rewarding for the company, but not all companies are built the way that we are in terms of like wanting to get in there and really do the work.
So, Michael, you talked about Pete, and we had him earlier in the show, our director of sales from ESPN New York, and we spoke with Pete about how GKB's sales process is a little bit different. Like, we actually want to see our partners be successful and not just pick their pocket for dollars and move on. That would be my answer to this question, but why do you think businesses partner with GKB?
I think initially they partner with us because we have, you know, really good products to offer to them. We have a good way of reaching the fans that we have within the company. I think that that's the initial like engagement that we see, you know, with the partners that we work with. I think why we have long-term great relationships with our partners is because they truly see us carry out those core values and they really enjoy working with us. I think like when you start to build really great partners, going back to kind of what I believe is the, you know, most important core value in honesty, you know, being able to be very honest with our partners. I think that that's something and a virtue that the company has, and partners really appreciate that. In a world where we feel like there's a lot of different spin and maybe not owner, you know, mistakes or things that you might have, Good Karma Brands does a really good job of that. And I think ultimately that's really appreciated from our partners, on top of the fact that we do very good work and we follow through and, you know, really instill the core values and represent them well. And I think our partners feel that.
Is there an example, Michael, of a partner you've worked with where that light bulb went on in an introductory meeting for them, where it was like, oh, I'm dealing with a different kind of teammate here, I'm dealing with a different kind of business here than I'm used to, where it actually feels like they're looking out for me and my business and my product more so than some others?
Yeah, I mean, I've had several partners where you go in and, you know, you have a needs analysis and you're trying to uncover what they're looking to do from a marketing scenario. And there's several times where I've walked away saying, like, look, like, we might not necessarily be the best fit at this initial time for what you're looking to uncover. You know, on our ESPN digital side, like, it's a tremendous brand builder. And if you've got a partner that's looking for, like, super low funnel, you know, conversion based marketing tactics, like, we might not have the best digital assets for you, but we certainly have relationships. And so being able to be honest and have people look at you and be like, oh, well, you're just not like a normal salesperson that would come in and tell me what I want to hear and give you an ESPN digital plan and move on. Like, you're actually looking to help my business. And I think that we experience that pretty frequently. And ultimately, those people find ways to try to work with us that make sense for them, because we're actually honest and we're kind of doing what they're looking for out of partnership.
I love that. All right. Last one for you, Michael. If you had one piece of advice for somebody who was thinking about working with GKB that saw a career opening at goodkarmabrands.com/careers, what would you tell that person?
I think that the biggest thing that I would tell to them is, like, look, this culture is amazing. And I think that coming in and wanting to be a part of that and really just kind of listening and learning, like, we have a tremendous training program. And so being able to come in and really just, like, listen and observe, around, you know, like, what we have to offer and what they could potentially, you know, bring to the table for us. I think that that's something that, you know, I would really kind of advise to them, because ultimately, like, everything that we do is rooted in the culture that we have. And so being able to come in and, like, really understand that, and then from there try to kind of showcase to us, like, where you might be able to help fit in that culture, but also take us to the next level.
All right. Last one for you, Michael. You get a bonus question here on Hired, the GKB recruitment show. Favorite off the court memory with Good Karma Brands. What do I mean by that is we all get swept up in our day-to-day jobs and the X's and O's of what we need to accomplish and going on meetings and doing internal meetings and all the things that make us successful. But something with a teammate away from the day-to-day grind that would speak to how cool of a place this is to work every day.
Well, here in the Atlanta office, we've become a pretty big golf office between myself playing in college and Christopher Young, our SVP of digital, and Rob Keith from a sales management perspective. And so the three of us try to get together as much as possible on the weekends to try to play some golf and get away from the office a little bit. But I think it's also just kind of a testament to the relationship that we have here in the Atlanta office that we'd still be willing to kind of get together outside of the, you know, the four walls and, you know, enjoy each other's company and, you know, have something in common within the golf course. So we try to do that as much as possible in the midst of all of our busy lives.
Michael, thanks so much for jumping on Hired. We appreciate you. We're grateful to have you as a teammate, and hopefully we can talk again soon. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Brian. Appreciate you.
More next. This is Hired, the GKB Recruitment Show. For more information on how to apply for that open sales role with ESPN New York, and for more information on all of our open career opportunities, head on over to goodkarmabrands.com/careers. That is goodkarmabrands.com/careers. For our producer, Chris Larson, my name is Brian Zee, the director of content with ESPN Milwaukee. This has been Hired, the GKB Recruitment Show.